Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful information to make a meaningful life work. This is Billy Roberti. Maureen cannot be with us today, so instead I'm interviewing Dan First, whose latest book, Surfing Aquarius, How to Ace the Wave of Change. So stay tuned to learn more. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Today I'm filling in for Maureen, who's unavailable for our show. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. Through her connection to the Akashic Records, she works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from their guides. Her first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name that she has been facilitating since 1994. Her students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is about a how-to book on understanding and clearing old, stuck energies, curses, and entities, and integrating lost and immature parts of yourself that get in your way. Her third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life work Macabre Meditation for over 15 years. She also released a guided version of the Macabre Meditation that's available as a CD or an MP3 download. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our special guest is Renaissance man Dan First, who will be talking about his latest book, Surfing Aquarius, How to Ace the Wave of Change. Dan has been a professional astrologer for over 30 years. He has worked as a writer, actor, teacher, ceremonial artist in New York, Hawaii, Japan, India, and Egypt, and now lives in Urubamba near Cusco, Peru. An internationally respected authority on ritual and spiritual practices around the world, Dan has written his immensely popular Universal Festival Calendar since 1998 on his Hermes 3 website, www.hermes3.net. He is soon to start his book tour to promote Surfing Aquarius, How to Ace the Wave of Change. Dan is available for astrology and astrocartography readings by phone and Skype. You can reach Dan at his email, Dan, D-A-N, at Hermes3.net, H-E-R-M-E-S-3.net. Today we're talking about his book, Surfing Aquarius, How to Ace the Wave of Change. Dan, Maureen and I talk a lot about the fifth dimension. How does the fifth dimension fit in within the age of Aquarius? Will there still be a third dimension in this age?
Well, there will still be a third dimension in this age in the sense that there is a kind of physical grounding field or third density in which people are living and moving. I don't expect us to become completely disembodied beings, let's say. But what I would expect is that we are living very much within the energetics of the fifth dimension insofar as old dualities and conflicts which have been the lifeblood and the curse of the Piscean Age by now are finally coming to resolution. Every one of these great ages of about 2,000 years in which we live begins in its spirit of optimism and its highest promise. And then by the end of it comes to its toxic phase in which its most negative elements predominate. And in this case, where the Piscean tendency toward duality and division is concerned, you can see it in this in these years of rancorous bitterness and hatred that we know well from the especially from the American political system. You see, so this I would expect to see resolved. This there will no longer be this emphasis endlessly on defining our people in terms of who we hate or what we refuse to accept or any of this, as though one must have an enemy in order to orient himself on the planet. No, this is going to be part of the past. We are instead going to define ourselves by our ability to come into cohesion with communities. And this is obviously already happening. I'm seeing it very much so already on my tour, Billy, which actually began right after Labor Day. So right now in Minneapolis, I'm about to do the ninth city on my tour. But what I could see happening everywhere, especially as the energies of people have been galvanized so much by the Occupy Wall Street movement, is that local communal activities are coming into being right now, and they are doing this in a more characteristically Aquarian way, which is synarchic, being organized without leaders, without a need for attacking and for judgment and for condemnation and blame, organized in a way that is frankly very celebratory, with a lot of the emphasis being on playing music locally and on doing communal singing together, so that the physical instruments of the people's bodies as singing instruments are engaged in the process and are indeed seen as something that will help to bring the change about, the transforming power of sound. So I would say, yeah, the fifth dimension is very much related here as the domain in which conflicts and divisions are finally resolved, and human beings attain what we want by utilizing our own individual abilities in a way that we had not utilized them before, but then linking them intentionally with the abilities of other people so that we lift one another together toward this change that we seek.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what looks to us from this very Piscean view as chaos and what's happening and, oh, this is scary, is really something to say, this is what we've been talking about for 30 years. This is what the age of Aquarius is about, and it's happening in front of our eyes.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a good way to put it, Billy, because people who are very much addicted to artificial structures of order, even if the order requires that there may be a great deal of suffering, are likely to look at what's happening now as being highly chaotic and thereby highly scary. The fact is, what we are looking at now is something that we've been looking forward to not just for 30 years, but it's been 100 years since Krishnamurti wrote about how you are the leaders now. Mm-hmm. You are the ones who are going to have to take responsibility for being the teachers and the masters. And so, yes, it is here now, but it is not at all scary to me. I mean, it's usually exciting. The funny thing, Billy, people used to ask me as I would talk to them about starting this tour, which is so extensive, extending altogether to 40 cities. But by the time I'm done at the beginning of March, aren't you going to get tired? And isn't this very exhausting? And what happens if these things that people are predicting happen while you're on tour? What if the American economy collapses? What if the American dollar tanks? What if the price of oil skyrockets and the airline industry ceases to exist? And I say, no, 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 this is not where our emphasis is now. This is not the Piscean Age. This is the Aquarian Age. The only problem I anticipate is, what happens if the world wakes up while I'm on tour?
And what does happen?
What does happen, yeah. And what does happen, indeed, is that we wind up with a life that looks impossible and scary at first because it is so free of stress. It is so free of artificial limits and obstacles and blockages that we no longer feel like a runner who is using training weights. We no longer feel like a person who is walking in heavy rubber boots or who is wading through mud or whatever to get where he wants, because we are able to see the world in these much more loving terms as a place in which people honor each other, and they welcome and accept each other, and they amplify each other's creativity. And it will be scary at first. People will not want to trust it. But I have a feeling we are adaptable enough as a species that we can handle it when it begins. Yeah.
So we just have to give ourselves some time for our learning curve.
Yeah, well, very, very, very much so. Very much so. And to accept the fact that different people are going to respond to this at different speeds. I mean, some people have already integrated it, you know, so that when it happens, they, oh, wonderful, okay, we're already doing that.
Okay, coming up, Dan reveals the most important advice on surfing this wave of change. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti with our guest Dan Firth, and we'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today I am talking with Dan Firth about his book, Surfing Aquarius, How to Ace the Wave of Change. By the way, you can reach Dan Firth, F-U-R-S-T, at his email, dan@hermes3.net. That's D-A-N at H-E-R-M-E-S www.thequeerguy3.net. If you missed any part of this show, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureensaintgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Click on our News You Can Use link. Choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Dan had said something about being on a book tour, so I thought this would be a great chance for him to tell us where he's going to be, and maybe we can meet up with him at some bookstore somewhere. So, Dan, what's your tour taking you? Where's your tour taking you?
Indeed. Well, right now I'm in Minneapolis, which is the ninth stop on the tour. And from here I head east, going across the northern Midwest and ending up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, on Halloween and Samhain. And then I go to Baltimore, down to Washington, D.C., North Carolina, Virginia, different places in the east. And then after a holiday break, I go through Arizona, Texas, and Florida in January, up the East Coast again, finishing up in Boston, Providence, and New York in March. People can find out more about this on my website if they add to the web address that you've given them the suffix Surf Act 2, that's S-U-R-F, as in surfing Aquarius, plus A-Q, 2, .net, which is the whole tour schedule. It's also on Facebook. People who want to link with me directly by Facebook, I'd certainly love that and would love to get to meet you that way. And there's also a page there called Dan First Inspirational Speaking Tour 2011. So that's there. And the other part of it, you see, is very important for me to emphasize that this is a completely intentional project, Billy, in the sense that not a bit of income is guaranteed for me anywhere over the next 5.5 months that this tour continues. You see, at each store, I do a talk, and then I tell people I'm going to be around here for another couple of days to do astrology and especially astrocartography readings. So if you're interested, let's talk. And there are always enough people interested that income is generated to drive the tour. So the whole thing is an intentional gamble and really a chance now, as I'm at this point in my life, as one who so often has advised other people to live with a spirit of courage and daring and adventure, to walk my own talk at this point. So if nobody buys a reading, I'm cooked. But fortunately, enough people buy readings that the that the whole thing does work. So thank you, yeah, for a little chance to talk about this. I mean, it's the only kind of thing that would be viable at this point to a writer like me who is getting better known, thanks in part to Maureen St. Germain, but who certainly is not a famous author yet of the kind who, on the strength of his own name alone, could attract these high-profile, high-thicket speaking engagements. But then that's not the point. The speaking engagements set up the opportunities to act in service to the individual people. That's what drives the whole thing.
And it's very handy to have some sort of guidance right now as to which way to go, because things are new and different, and what worked before is almost guaranteed not to work now.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be the same sort of way that we operate in terms of having to be a big name in order to achieve recognition or achieve a living wage on? Or do you think that's something that will change in the age of Aquarius?
Oh, that's something which is already changing, and I can see it now, especially in the place where I live, the wonderful, intentional community I live in the Sacred Valley in Peru, in which there are the most extraordinary people there, none of whom give a damn about being famous, but all of whom somehow are doing something in service to their community which is of value and gives them the position of honor and respect within their community. generates the means to continue. It helps that I think I'm already living in somewhat Aquarian terms anyway. I could put all of my possessions inside a small car. I really have a life that is very simple, which I think is much more Aquarian in its basis anyway, in which we recognize that our true wealth is not in the number and size of things that we possess, but rather it's in the quality of our relationships. That if our wealth is in our friendships, good heavens, I'm one of the richest men on the planet, happily so. So yes, I mean this is very definitely part of the situation here. How our entire way of living right now and are being liberated from just this endless pressure either to be seen as extraordinary and famous if one has been bitten by that particular addiction, or to live in such a way as to seek endless what I wouldn't even say communication. It's the endless talking with other people of the kind that I see happening with people who are constantly on their cell phones. One conversation ends another and another and another and another and another, as though the individual person has nothing in there and they need to be engaged in this constant electronic chatter to somehow feel that they exist.
I promised our listeners that you would give a nugget of important advice that would help them successfully surf the Aquarian wave of change. What is some nugget or something that people can carry away and use to help navigate their way through these changes?
Oh, there's so many things that could be said here, Billy. I mean, the important one ultimately is just to love one another. Because that's the essence of the entire change and the entire process, that the barriers to love are falling away. The way in which we live now in such a way that we embrace others in a spirit of friendship and appreciation is so important. But another thing that occurs to me always now is simplify, 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 because I see it exemplified in the lives of so many people whom I meet now at home, so many clients whom I advise. They are talking about how they feel as though they know they have to simplify their lives. They know they have to get rid of the clutter. They know they have to do this. They know they have to do this, but they're not able to do it, and they're going to have to do it. Get rid of the clutter, however it is that you find that you have to approach that. Figure out what you can get rid of that you don't have to have physically in space. What can you sell? What can you give away as a charitable donation? So that the more you are able to be uncluttered in your life, then the more you can ride the wave of change, the way the surfer rides the waves, so that we are responding easily and nimbly from moment to moment, feeling the wave on the board, living more through our feet, really, than through our intellects. So,
and the groundedness of that. Imagine seeing a surfer out surfing the Bonsai Pipeline with a big, heavy backpack. That's us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Or much sure with a good heavens, with a whole house full of furniture, you know. So yeah, absolutely so, Billy. So so that to me is so important now, to travel light, to be ready. Because we notice too that if we travel light, we can be so flexible in responding to opportunities and in being able to notice the opportunities in the first place as well.
To be in the moment. Yeah, to be in the moment. That's
great. Exactly.
How can we help our friends and family, Surf Aquarius?
Well, we can mainly by loving them, but by understanding many people are going to go through a period of time now in which they are in fear because the changes are so profound that they feel as though somehow the world as it existed is being taken away from them.
We're kind of run out of time. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for joining us today to talk about Surfing Aquarius. I hope you, our listeners, enjoyed our talk with him as much as I did. And pick up a copy of his book so that you, too, can ace the wave of change. Next week, Maureen and I will be talking about future trends in science, metaphysics, and mysticism. This is Billy Roberti filling in for Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we're wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.